Let the first step on your path to God be that of faith. Take the proverbial leap of faith that by your faith you have obtained peace and right standing with God through Jesus Christ. Take hold of that faith and let it take hold of you. Once that faith is in place, strengthened by the surrounding grace and goodwill of God, you will be ready to face unshaken whatever may come in your service to God and to love. Paul put forward what to expect in one of the most important promise passages in the entire Bible, from Romans 5:1-5. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Paul here wants us to boast in the hope of sharing God's glory as revealed and offered to us in Christ Jesus. We're even to boast about suffering, the suffering that may come in the service of the Lord. Why? Because such suffering, with the hidden upholding of the Holy Spirit, will produce endurance, and endurance will lead to character, and then in a kind of circling back, character will generate hope. And this hope will not disappoint us or fade away, because God's love will be poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, given to us as we persevere in hope. It's kind of a circle, as Paul elsewhere says in Romans. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? In other words, while you cannot see hope, you can definitely feel it giving fresh strength to your heart and soul. And then you need to believe in that hope in God. Even with hope, however, suffering will visit us. Essential to maturing in faith is learning to withstand such hardships. That includes the faith that suffering will generate endurance. Truth is, without suffering, we cannot develop endurance. And endurance lays the foundation of character. Here I think of the elderly persons I used to visit when I was a pastor, who were members of what's been called the greatest generation. They suffered through the Depression and World War II, yet they endured. In so doing, they attained a quiet strength of character, moral fortitude, and clarity about what truly matters in life. Now, as you pray this scripture, Romans 5:1-5, ask the Holy Spirit to pour God's love into your heart. Through God's love and the hope that it generates, you will be able to endure what comes with faith, the faith conviction that you are destined to share in the glory of God. It's no wonder that Paul closes out his great letter to the Romans with this hope-infused benediction. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let me pray that again to you, my friend. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.